Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're at Samach Vav and Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to start talk. It does talk about all about Yichus. When I say by Yichus, I don't mean that the father has his grandfather was a Rebbe. That's not what it means. That's not what Yichus means. So that's what it means today. That's not what it meant in the Mishnah. It meant whether or not the parents' marriages were kosher, whether they violated any halacha, and whether it's even mutter or usher to marry this man or woman. That's what it means by yichus. So, the Mishnah starts off, right, such a thing as a mamzer in this world, right? So the Mishnah starts off with a fundamental, all these rules are fundamental, which are pretty much, no one argues on them. Rule number one, four rules in this Mishnah. Rule number one, kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira. If there's a kedushin, and there's no Aveira. If there's a Kedushin and there's no Aveira, Havlad Holech Achar HaZachar. The Vlad follows the father. A regular man and a regular woman, they get married, there's a good Kedushin, there's no Aveira, no one did anything wrong, the Vlad follows after the father. Regarding what? Regarding what Shevet he's from? What the Gemara's going to say. Ve'ezezeh, what does that mean? For example, Kohenetz, Leviya, the Yisraelis. If a female Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, she'na'azu l'Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, that marries a Kohen Levi or Yisrael, then what's the answer? The answer is, that child is whatever the father was. Okay? Whatever the father was, good marriage. The only machlokas, there's a machlokas we've shown him, let's say a ger marries a Yisraelis. A ger marries a Yisraelis. You hear this, Kasha? A ger marries a regular Jewish girl. Is that mutter? 100%. Good kedushin? 100%. And avera was done? Absolutely not. Now they have a son. Tosfos says that son has the din of a ger. Follow the father. Therefore, that son can't marry a Kohen. A Bas Kohen. Or if a daughter can't marry a... You hear this? That's what Tosfos says. The Rambam says, absolutely not. It follows the mother. What about the rule? So, Pesach was Medayik and told in the Rambam. No, look at the Rambam was Medayik in the Mishnah. Only if it's a Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is a Kal V'Chomer. What if a Goy marries a Jewish girl? Isn't the baby Jewish? 100%. Is that going to be worse if a Ger married a Jew? How could that be worse? Right, the guy was Megayer with all the halachas, every chumrah. Now he marries a Jewish girl. That baby is not going to be a hazin of a ger. Very strong argument. Right, they all tie in on what's the Rambam talking about. I think what's Tosfos talking about. That's such a difficult shita. Right, okay. Next, with rule number one. Rule number two. V'chol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. Anytime there is a kedushin and there is an aveira. For example, the Kedushin's chal, but you never should have done that. Like a Kohen Gadol marrying an almana. The Kedushin's chal. You never should have done that. So, then, Havlad Holech Acha HaPagam. The baby follows the Pagam. So, for example, the Ezezu, what's that? Almana la Kohen Gadol, Gerusha v'chalutza la Kohen Hedyos. An almana marries a Kohen Gadol, or a Gerusha or a Chalutza marry a Kohen Hedyos. You have to stop for 1 second. There is no pagam here. What's the pagam of an almana? She doesn't have a pagam. What's the pagam of a Kohen Gadol? He doesn't have a pagam. Now we continue. Mamzeres. What if a mamzeres or a nesina? A nesina is from the Givonim, right? That they made a rule that they can't ever convert because they tried to pull a fast one on Yoshua, right? So a mamzeres is a female mamzer or a nesina that marries Yisrael. There, the pagam is obvious. A mamzeres has a pagam in her. So if she marries a regular Yisrael, the child born, the Kedushin Chal, the child born will be called also a Mamzer, or a Mamzeres, if it's a boy or a girl. Why? Because when the Kedushin Chal, but there's an Aveira, we follow the Pagam. Says all the Rishonim, Enochanami, in the first case, there is no Pagam. And Almana marries a Kohen Gadol. Where's the Pagam? But it says we follow the Pagam. Who has the Pagam? The Almana has no Pagam, the Kohen Gadol has no Pagam. The only problem is, the marriage is a Pagam. Right. So what do?
Go after the Pagam.
There is no Pagam.
Yes, the marriage.
So what happens to the child? So the child becomes a challel, right? So the Rishonim just point out the Mishnah is not being very, very precise.
It is, because the kid itself is going after the...
No, but we're talking about here where the kedushin is chal, meaning only one of them has a pagan. Right? A mamzeret marries a regular Jew, she has the pagan, he doesn't. But by the Kohen Gadol marrying a mona, neither of them have a pagan. The marriage itself is a problem.
Like the marriage creates
the pagan. The marriage, the kol holik achar pagan. Who's pagan? Neither of them have one. Bas Yisrael a mamzer. Bas Yisrael marries a mamzer. Ula nasin. Bas Yisrael marries a nasin. That's case number two. So all these cases, the what I just said notwithstanding. In other words, there is no pagam in the people. There's a pagam in the marriage. Doesn't make a difference. So now, it's not precise to say hakol holach achar pagam when a kohen marries a gerusha. The kohen doesn't have a pagam and the gerusha doesn't have a pagam. What's the pagam? The marriage. So what do you mean hakol holach achar pagam? What? No, so what do we say? What do we make this child? We make him into a gerusha? Oh, so that's not the father. That's not the mother. Neither is the marachol.
Exactly, but the marriages.
The marriages, right? So to say hakol holech achar pagam,
the marriage, you're going after pagam since that before he is also.
But by saying hakol holech achar pagam, it seems we're following the parent that has a pagam. Whichever parent has a pagam,
you're translating that.
That's what the translator says.
Hakol pagam.
Yeah, hakol holech achar pagam. We follow. That means Rashi.
That was a blemished party. Blemished party has to be the father and the mother.
Right, the blemished party. Who's the blemished party? Neither of them are blemished. The marriage is blemished. So we create a new blemish in the child. Okay, we do that. We're going to do that. Now, case number three. V'chol misha ein lo alof kedushin. There's no kedushin here. The kedushin is not chal. Aval yesh lo al acherim kedushin. But other people can marry this girl. For example, my sister. I have no kedushin to my sister. Someone else can marry her. A stranger can. Right? Then Havlad Mamzer, child's a Mamzer. Right? That's Shimon HaTimni. That's how we paskin. Right? Rabbi Akiva argued on this, but we don't hold up Rabbi Akiva in this regard, that any time there's a, basically it's going to turn into kares. Any time there's an issue of kares, if the marriage would be consummated, then we say the child's a Mamzer. Right? The child's a Mamzer. Now, case number four, the Ezezu, what's that? It's that Baal Achas Mikal Arayas Shem Torah. That's if you have any relation, any marriage with any of the arayas in the Torah. The Vlad is a Mamzer. The Chalmi She'ein La Lo Alav V'lo Al Acherim. If nobody can marry this person, for example, a Goy, nobody's allowed to marry a Goy, or an Eved, then Kiddushin Havlad Kamosa, the baby's like the person you're not allowed to marry. The Vlad's like her, right? But Ze Vlad Shivcha V'Nachris. It's a Shivcha and a Nachris. So if you marry, if a man, because if the man is the guy, it's different. It goes after her, right? If a man marries a guy, a female guy, that baby's a guy. If a guy marries a Jewish girl, the baby's a Jew.
Okay. Here's an example.
Doesn't say Kohol Chachar
Pagam.
Yeah. I agree with you. The bottom line, I agree with you. Just it's a funny way to say it when it's not going to apply to all the cases.
You have a guy marries his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to marry.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with her.
Right. But we didn't say Kol. What did we say? We said they're a mamzer. Bottom line, they're a mamzer. That child's a mamzer. You're right. You're right. Okay, next. Okay, here we go. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin. Anytime there's a kedushin and there's no aveira, then what do we say? We follow the father. Now, for the next amud, we're going to question that. Again, you have to get the rule. Whenever there's a good kedushin and no aveira, we follow the father. Why do we follow the father? Rashi says it's a pasuk lemishpachosam leveis avosam. Right, regarding shvatim, regarding yerusha, we all follow the father. That's rule number one in the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara, amalei Reb Shimon leReb Yochanan klalahu. That's a rule. Dechal makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira havlad holech achar hazachar. Anytime there's a good kedushin without aveira, we follow the father. Hare, what about the following case? Hare ger shenasa mamzeres. What if a ger marries a female mamzer? Diyesh kedushin, this kedushin's chal. Anytime you marry a mamzer, the kedushin's chal. Right? The ain aveira, there's no aveira according to Rabbi Yossi. There's no aveira according to Rabbi Yossi, so we're going to answer, we're not holding up Rabbi Yossi. Ain aveira, there's no aveira, havlad holech achar pagam. Yet, that child will be a mamzer. Why? Because we follow the Pagan. We don't follow the father. Kasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, anytime there's a good Kedushin. And no Aveira, we follow the Zachar. But if a Ger, if a male, marries a Mamzeres, which he's allowed to do, so it's a good Kedushin and no Aveira, what's the answer? The Vlad's a Mamzer. So what do you see? You're following the mother. Kasha.
So
the Gemara is really going to give that answer. The Gemara is really going to give that answer. We have four questions on that rule. The Gemara is basically going to say we're talking about generalities. There's exceptions to the rule, but we're not. So now the rule is not etched in stone. There are four exceptions to this rule. Well, this is going to be one of the exceptions, but this is only according to one shita. So first, we're going to say we don't hold this Mishnah doesn't hold like that. The Tanya, I'm sorry, the Tanya. Yeah, Ger Shinasa Mamzeres have Vlad Mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Amalei. Misa Varta Masnisan Rabbi Yossi. You hold, you think our mission is like Rabbi Yossi? No. Masnisan Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said, Ger lo Yisa Mamzeres. That position has an Aveira. And what do we say? If you're not allowed to, a Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. And if he does, we follow the Pagam. Right? V'yesh Kedushin, V'yesh Aveira. There is a Kedushin. The Kedushin is Chal, but it's also an Aveira. Havlad ho v'chachra Pagam. The Vlad follows the Pagam. So the Gemara asks, Vinis Nai. So why isn't that listed in the Mishnah? We didn't mention that. What did we mention? We mentioned if Yisrael marries Mamzeret. Why don't we mention that case? So the Gemara is basically going to answer. We have to mention every single case in Shas. Every single case you can come up with where there's a Pagam, we have to mention it? No. Tana, Kol Makom. It says any case, the Sefer. It says the Sefer. Kol Makom, the Sefer. La Suye. It says any case, any time. We gave you one or two examples. We gave in the Mishnah a few examples. Every case we have to tell you? No, I don't have to tell you every single case. Now, that's the first answer. The first answer is, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Right? We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that a Ger is allowed to marry Ramzeres. We hold that's an Aveira. So if it's an Aveira, there's a Pagam. I'll tell you a different answer. La'olam Rabbi Yossi. Really, it is Rabbi Yossi. Happy to be Rabbi Yossi. Vitana Ezezeh Limiute. And that's why it says in the Mishnah, the Ezezeh, and what's the case? It says that four times. What's the case? Yeah, because there are exceptions. There are exceptions. Limiute. There are exceptions to the rule. What's an exception? This is an exception. The Ezezeh. So fine. Now that we've said it's an exception, now the Gemara says, aren't there more exceptions? I have more exceptions for you. What are they? Now here we go. Ve'ezezeh v'sulo. So this is the only exception you can come up with. According to Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to marry a mamzeres, a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, the vlad is going to still follow the mother. I have more. V'harei cholol. What about a cholol? A cholol is somebody whose father can only be, could even be a mother maybe. Certainly someone whose parent, let's say call it that way, improper marriage regarding kahuna. For example, a Kohen marries a Gerusha. That child will be a Cholol. Now, you have a Cholol. Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Let's say a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael. Is there anything wrong with that? No. He's allowed to get married, this guy. He just can't work at the Beis HaMikdash. He can't marry a Kohen. He can't marry a Bas Kohen. So he marries Yisrael. Is that a proper marriage? Yes. Is that an Aveira? No. Not an Aveira. So if a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael, the Yesh Kedushin, it's a good marriage. The ain't aveira. There's no aveira there. Havlad holich achar azachar. The vlad follows the father. Why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? Right? The vlad follows the father. Which means what? Which means that if the father's a cholol, the baby's, if it's a boy, is also going to be a cholol. Even if it's a girl, maybe. But certainly it's a boy. So why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Holo kasha." That's not a kasha because the Mishnah is going to hold like Kirab Distoy ben Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Distoy, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. We had his shita already. He held, unbelievable, that when a cholol marries a bas Yisrael, the bas Yisrael is metaher the cholol, and the baby's 100% good. Okay, that's why it's not mentioned in this Mishnah. It's not a problem. Next, Bahare Yisrael. I don't know. V'hare Yisrael shenasa chalala. What about the reverse case? A Yisrael marries a chalala. A Yisrael marries a chalala. Is he allowed to do that? Yes. Is it a Kedushin? Yes. Is it an Aveira? No. It's a regular guy. So it happens to be that this Kahenes, her father married a Gerusha. So Yisrael's not allowed to marry her? Of course he is. So Yisrael shenasa chalala, the yesh kedushin, the ein avira, havlad holech achar azachar. We follow the father. Why is that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, that can't be in the Mishnah. You know why? Rashi says, because Tanayim always were very concise. There's no way to write this halacha concisely, because a Kohen cannot marry a chalala. Only Yisrael and a Levi can. So in order to write all that, that's a lot of words. For example, Tana, Tana, so the Gemara says, first the Gemara is going to say, Kol makom dereisha la'asuye. You're right, I said Kol makom. I include this case of a Yisrael marrying a chalala. So the Gemara says, v'nismaya behedya. So why does the Mishnah say this case? The Mishnah only gave us a few cases. Why not mention this one too? So the Gemara says, Mishub de lo masni la, because we can't write it. Rashi says, we can't write it concisely. We can't write it in brief. The way Mishnayos are so brief. Why? Hechi nisni. How are we supposed to write it? Kohenes, Levia, the Yisraelis, Vichalola, Shenasa, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. That's an incorrect statement. A Chalala is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So in order to write this the right way, we're going to have to say, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Kohenes, Levia, Yisraelis. And a Chalala could only marry a Kohen or a Levi. That's a lot of words. Too many words. Too many words for the Mishnah to be interested in it. Therefore, the Chalala, the Kohen, Michazia. A Chalala is allowed to marry a Kohen. Not allowed to. The only way to write that is to be very, very wordy. Mishnayos are not wordy, therefore it's not in the Mishnah. Is the halacha true? 100% it's true. Next, the ha'ika, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. There's also the issue of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. The Amar who said, the Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni. A Mitzri Sheni. What's a Mitzri Sheni? A Mitzri, what? A second generation Mitzri. In other words, this boy, this guy, his father was a Mitzri who was Megayer. He had a child. That child's a Mitzri Sheni. He's also not allowed to marry any Jew. Only his child's allowed to. Odar Shlishi Yavel B'Kal Hashem. Only the third generation Mitzri is allowed to marry a Jew. He's the second generation. Okay? He's the second generation. Mitzri Sheni. It's going to make a difference. You'll see it on a basis. It's going to make a difference. Because you'll see it in a minute. That's the Gemara is going to pick up on that. Now, a mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah rishona. What if a mitzvah sheni marries a female mitzvah? She herself is the gioras. So she's a first generation. He's a second generation. What's the son? If you follow the father, he's a shlishi. If you follow the mother, he's a sheni. So the Gemara says, bina shlishi hava. The son is a third generation. Why? Because you follow the father. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? You're following the father. Right? Following the father. So this is Gemara's going to answer. Tana, kol makom dereisha la'asuye. We said kol makom. Anytime there's a good marriage, you follow the father. This is a good marriage. We don't have to list every case under the sun. Now, Ula Rav Dimi argues on that halacha. Rav Dimi, the Amar, sheni havi. No, we follow the mother. We follow the mother. The child is a sheni. Then the Gemara asks, Tani Ezezeh, Tani Ezezeh Limi'ute. And then we single out, Ezezeh Limi'ute, to be Mamayate. Okay? One more case. V'ha'ika, the Chiyasa Ravin Amr of Yochanan. What about the case of when Ravin says the name of Yochanan? B'umos, by Goyim, Holech Achar Hazachar. We follow the father. What does that mean? On Amr Beis, who cares about Goyim? We care about Goyim. What do we care? So we're going to say, no, it's very relevant because there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. Anybody from the seven nations, you have to kill them. So what if there's a seven nations female married to a different guy male? What do you do? Can they live? So that's what the Gemara says. That's why it's relevant. I don't know, that's on the base. So by Goyim, we follow the father. Nizgairu, if there's a Geirus here, Holech Acher HaPagam Shebishnehem. We follow the pagam of both of them. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain that on Amud Beis. Anyway, why isn't that in the Mishnah? So again, Tana, Ezezel Limi'utei Hai. Oh, the question is on the second part. The second part says that if the Gemagayer, we follow the pagam. Why don't we follow the father? It's an exception to the rule. What does that mean? This is a word. We don't even know what that means. Well, on Amud Beis, it will become crystal clear what that means. Now, Haimai. What does Haimai mean? Haimai means, going back now to we started off saying that if a kedushin is good, yet the Kedushin's good and there's no Aveira, right? If the Kedushin's good and there's no Aveira, then we follow the father. Ask the Gemara, what about the case of a ger marrying a mamzeres? So he gives two answers. Either the Mishnah holds like a Yehuda, which says he's not allowed to do that, or the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi, and it's an exception. Right? Those are the two answers. So now, hi Mai, how is it possible? Let's analyze now these two answers. Either we hold like a Yehuda, that's not allowed, it's not a Veira, or we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that it is allowed, and it's an exception. Hi Mai. The Gemara is going to pick up on the smallest detail now. That the Gemara is going to say, we've said on this Amid that there's exceptions. Kol Makom includes a lot of things. Kol Makom, not every case is mentioned in this Mishnah. Kol Makom includes all the cases not mentioned. And Ezezeh are Mi'utim. Right? Exceptions to the rule. Right? So now we're going to ask, according to Yehuda, there isn't going to be an exception. That's going to be the Gemara's whole kasha now. According to Yossi. Hi, Mike. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Masnitz Rabbi Yehuda Hi. If you're going to hold that this Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Our Mishnah's author is Rabbi Yehuda, and is a ger allowed to marry a mamzeres? Absolutely not. It's an avera. Therefore, we're following the pagam, right? Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Masnitz Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Kol Makom Dereisha. So what? When we started off, Kol Makom, any case, what are we including? Let's do Yisrael Shinasa Chalala. We're including that case. Rabbi Bar Barchana. We're including Rabbi Bar Barchana's case. What case was that? What case was Rabbi Bar Barchana? About the mitzvah issue? Yes, about the mitzvah issue. Ezezeh. And what are the words Ezezeh mean? Limeute de Ravdimi. De Ravdimi, they come to exclude the case of Ravdimi. That a mitzvah Rishon and a mitzvah Sheni. We follow the mother. The Ravin, and the case of Ravin, which is the case of Goyim. Kol Makom de Seifa, the words Kol Makom of the Seifa. Lastly, a Ger Shinasa Mamzeres, come to include the case of a Ger that marries a Mamzeres, which is what? Which is a problem. Therefore, we follow the Pagam. Ella, Iyamit Rabbi Yosihi. Because you're not allowed to. Yeah, Ger's not allowed. That's what we started off this daf with. What if a Ger marries a Mamzeres? What? We said, according to Rabbi Yosihi, it's okay. According to Yehuda, it's an Aveira. Nobody's allowed to marry a mamzeres, not even a ger. You allowed to marry a mamzeres? Absolutely not. Only a mamz is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Except for Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's mutter, for a ger. Therefore, I'm Rabbi Yossi, if you say our mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, kol makom dereisha, then what does it mean? What are the words kol makom dereisha mean? Kedamar, same as Rabbi Yehuda. Ezezeh, what does that exclude? Kedamar, like we just said it already. Ella, kol makom deseifa. What about kol makom deseifa? Lasuye mai. What did that come to include? Kol Makom, all cases. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it included that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. What are the words Kol Makom here doing? What are they including? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is going to answer, you're right, it doesn't include anything, it's just a pattern of the Mishnah to be parallel with the Reisha. Now, Ugul Tamechan, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Ezezu to Seifa Lamali. What do I need the words Ezezu of the Seifa? What is that excluding? Does that exclude? Ella, you're right. I did the Tani Reisha, Ezezeh, Tani Seifa, Ezezeh. Hachanami. I did the Tani Reisha, Kol Makom, Tani Nami Seifa, Kol Makom. You're right. Not every time the Mishnah said Kol Makom and Ezezeh, is there a Chiddush or a Miyut? You're right. Only in the Reisha there certainly is. And the Mishnah followed the same pattern to be parallel, right? Because these Mishnahs were by heart. So if they flow the same pattern, they're easier to remember. Okay. Now, Gufa. Now we're going to go back to analyze what we said before. We said as follows: Kiyasa Rav and Amar Biyochanan, Buumos Holech Achar Hazachar. When it comes to Goyim, we follow the father. Nisgairu, if they became Geirim, Holech Achar HaPagam Shebishnehem. We follow the Pagam of both of them. What does that mean? My Buumos Holech Achar Hazachar. What does it mean when it comes to Goyim, we follow the father? Who cares about Goyim? Who cares? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, it's a big difference. You have a guy from a nation. A guy, an Italian. Sheba al ha-Kananis, who marries a Kananis. Right? V'havlad, v'haholid ben. They have a son. Sha'ata rishai l'knos of Eved. You're allowed to buy that baby, that boy is an Eved. Why? The mother has a din on her. What's a chayakol neshama? Yeah, but he's considered an Italian. We follow the father. That baby doesn't have to be killed. That baby can live. You can get him as an Eved. Why? Because you follow the father. Talmud Lomar, how do I know? V'gam mibnei hatoshavim hagorim imachem mehem tiknu. It says, only the ones that live there you can't get, you can't acquire. If they came from somewhere else, if they came from Italy, then you can, and you could. Yachal, I would think, af eved. Shiba, no, you have to read these words have to change. Yachal, I would think, af kinani, a male kinani. Shiba al achas umos. Now the father of the kinani, who has relations with a female from Italy, female Italian. Shabal al umos, acham in umos, behold, bench, such a baby you can acquire as an eved? Absolutely not. Why? Because we follow the father. The father is a Kanani, so is the son. Talmud Lamar, asher holidu ba'artzichem, min hanoladim ba'artzichem, v'lo min hagar ba'artzichem. If they're Kanani, if they live there, you can't keep them as an eved. The only time they could is if, let's say, an Italian man moved to Canaan. Does he have dinner of a Kanani? No. But if he's a real Kanani, living in Canaan, and he happens to have a child, that child is the same thing as the father. Yeah, they were given a chance to leave when you walked in. Yeshua walked in and said, anybody wants to leave is ready to leave. The Gergashi took that deal. They survived. Everybody else was dinner with Kol Neshama. Now, the only question I have was, I never had a good answer to this question. What about a Malek? Except Gerim from a Malek. That's a Kasha. So we say that the B'nai Haman learned Torah in B'nai Brak. Right? So how did they become Gerim? I always thought you can't accept Gerim from a Malek. What? There's a memory like that. So it could be those B'nai Haman, they were done that mistake. They didn't know they were B'nai Haman. Bezin didn't know they were B'nai Haman, took them as Gerim, and what once they're Gerim, like, oh, well, you're B'nai Haman, therefore you're not a Jew. No, we don't say that. That could be. So it's very hard to imagine that someone from the Yevusim could become a Ger, and a Malek also could become a Ger. That's hard to understand. That's hard to deal with. The mitzvah also kill a Malek. Right?
Yeah.
Because a Malek, there was no offer of peace. A Malek is
the same mitzvah.
Say similar mitzvah, yeah. A Malek's worse because...
No, the Yeshiva Ham only living there. If they moved to France...
Right, if they moved to France, they were allowed to go away. Yeshua said, anybody that wants to leave is ready to leave.
Right, Malek is wherever you find.
That's why the Givonim pulled the fast one on Yeshua. They said, no, we're not from here. We're from somewhere else. We're coming to visit over here. We moved here. That was a lie. But Yeshua made a promise to them. Oh, if you're not from here, I'm not going to kill you. So they made a gzeira. We're not. What's it called? Nobody can marry you guys. Those are the mesivim. Okay, next. Nizgairu holech achar pagam shebishnehem. If the goyim were magayer, we follow the pagam of both of them. What does that mean? So b'mai. What does that mean? Ilema. Let's say, listen to the Gemara figure this out. Elam b'mitzri shenasa amonis. Let's say a mitzri marries a female amoni. Right?
A mitzri ger,
marries an amonis ger. Now what do we say? The pagam follows both of them? By a female amoni, there is no pagam. Right? Maya pagamika amoni. Maya pagamika amoni below amonis. Only a male amoni can't become a ger, and amonis can. Right? So there is no pagam by her. What do you mean you follow the pagam of both of them? Ella, the other way around. Amoni, shenasa mitzris. And a male amoni that marries a mitzris. Now what's going to happen? E zachar, if this couple has a male, haishadi abasre dide. We're going to say that the child is going to follow the father. And the father is an amoni. Therefore he's an amoni. And by the way, an amoni can't become a ger. This whole marriage is not even appropriate. Right? The im nikeva havya, but if they have a daughter, shadya abasre dida, we're going to say she follows the mother. Why? Because if she follows the father, she's allowed to become a Jew right now. She's an amonis. An amonis is allowed to be megayer. If we make her follow the mother, she has to wait two more generations. Because the mitzvah is only the third generation. So either way, we're machmir. That's what it means. It's the father of a god of both of them. Right? The father's an amoni. The mother's a mitzvah. So if they have a son, we're going to follow the pagam of the father. And therefore, he's never going to become a Jew because he's an amoni. If they have a daughter, if you follow the father, she could be a full-fledged Jew. She's an amonis. And amonis is allowed to become a Jew right away. A girl's allowed to become a Jew right away. If she follows the mitzvah, she's only a second generation. she still can't marry any Jews. Only her child can. You hear that? No, no good? Okay, next. Kol she'ein lo alav kedushin. Anytime there is no kedushin. It asks the Gemara, menahani mili. How do we know that? How do you know that you're not allowed to marry somebody who you're not allowed to marry? How do you know that you're not allowed to marry? If you marry somebody, then the child that you're not allowed to marry in a riot, the child will be a mamzer. How do you know that? Okay? Menahani mili. Damar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Umatu ba mishum b'yanai v'r'b'acha b'rei d'rava matu ba mishum b'yotzeg lili. Amar kro. It says in the Torah, when somebody divorces his wife, it says, v'yotza mibeso, he leaves your house, she leaves your house, v'halcha, she goes, v'haytza l'ish acher. She goes to marry another man. She can marry another man. Can she marry one of your relatives? No. She can only marry another man. Acher. La'acherim v'lo l'krovim. To drasha, she can only marry somebody who's not related to you. You hear? That's the drasha. You hear such a drasha? Maskifla Rav Ada the Ema. Maybe that pasuk means la'acher v'lo leben. No, maybe that pasuk means she can marry my brother, my brother-in-law, my uncle, my father. Who can she marry? My son. Why? Because your son is your closest relative. So all we're doing is saying anybody but the ben. That's all we mean to say. A man divorces his wife. She's not allowed. She goes to Vahisil Ich Acher. She goes somewhere else. Where does she go? Anybody she wants, not her husband's son. Why? Because that's the closest karuv that a man has. The closest relative is your son. That she can't marry. So the Gemara says, that can't be pshat. Ben Behedjiksiv. There's a Farish pasuk that says, V'lo yikach ish es ashes aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. A son is not allowed to marry his father's wife. How can the Torah possibly think that I need a pasuk to tell me you can't marry your father's wife? We know that already. You never let him marry your father's wife, even if it's not your mother, and even if they're not married anymore. You never let him marry her. So what's pshat here? Ella acher lomali. So the mother say acher. Shmarina, it must be lacherim v'lo lekrovim. Lacherim and afa krovim. The ema, let's say idi v'idi leben. Maybe they both talk about a ben. Ha lechadchila v'ha d'yeved. And one's lechadchila and one is b'di'eved. Lechadchila you're not allowed to. B'di'eved you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, lechadchila, I know you're not allowed to marry talk about this in a minute. I know you're not allowed to marry a ben lechadchila. You're not allowed to marry any of these arayas lechadchila. Me'achos isha nafka. Because I learned it out from my wife's sister. Ma'achos isha. Just like an achos isha is bekares, right? An achos isha is kares. Lo tikadesh, and you're not allowed to marry such a girl. Chayve kris mises bezin, chayve mises bezin, which the Gemara assumes is worse. This is a kavachomer. The Gemara assumes that's worse. Lo kolshke, for sure you can't marry such a person. Says the Gemara, fine. The ema maybe idi v'idi ba achos isha halach achila habidiyevet. No. Maybe when it comes to achos isha, I have two psukim, because one's lechachila and one's b'di'evet. Einach lechachila you can't, b'di'evet you can't. If the Gemara says you're right, einach anami, you're right. I have to have a new bakar that you're not that if any of the arayas are usher, that the child will be a manzer. Ashkechan achos isha. You know what? We're going to learn that from a mamatzinu. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Sha'ar arayas menayin. What about other arayas? So Yalfida mi achos isha, ma achos isha miyuchedes. She's special. Why? She's erva. She's an erva. The chayav al tadona kares. If you do it on purpose, you get kares. V'al shigagas achatos. If you do it by mistake, you get chatos. V'lo tifsi ba kedushin. Kedusha tachal. Afal pi she erva. I'm sorry, I skipped. No. Afal pi she erva. The chayav al tadona kares. V'al shigagas achatos. V'lo tifsi ba kedushin. Afal pi kol she erva. So to any erva. It's any mamatzinu. Right, it says in the Torah one place, it applies to every other place. So anyone who you're not allowed to marry that will result in a curry will result in a mamzer. So the Gemara says, Bishlo, one second, so before we answer that question, just what's going on with the lechachila and with the b'di'evet? When did we ever have such a thing? You're not allowed to be machal shavas lechachila, and you're not even allowed to be machal shavas b'di'evet. What's going on here? Right? So the Sefer HaChirah has an unbelievable a point which the Achronim point out is this is the makor right here. What's the chachila b'diavad going on here, right? I'm not allowed to drive a car, child's chachila, and even b'diavad I'm not allowed to. When do we ever have such a thing? What? No, so the Sefer Achira holds, let's say you walk over to your sister and you say to her in front of two Edom, you give her a ring, Harei Am Mekudesh Asli. Zachal?
No.
No. Did you do something wrong? Says the Sefer Achira, you're over in Aveira. You're not even allowed to do that. Who's there? Why can't you do that? You're not doing anything. Right? No, you're not allowed to do that. You know why? Halachila Habdiyavid. It's emphasizing, you can't even do it where it's not even going to work. That's why it mentions it twice.
What?
There's an aveir, he learns out of Sukkim. Lo Sikrav, even if, it's not going to happen. You can't do it. You can't go over to your mother and give her a ring and with Eidim and a chuppah, a whole business. It doesn't work. And if you do it, you're over an aveir. It's a wild cheat to say such a thing. Right? It's a wild cheat to say such a thing. That's what I'm asking on this. Wait a minute, we pass. It's exactly that's exactly what the Gemara means when it says halachachila, habidiyavid. Scratching your head, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do something halachachila. You can't do bidiyavid either. I need a puzzle for that? Yeah, because this is a very unusual case. Where the low means don't do it even if it doesn't work. Which leads to the next question. That's what I want to point out. You know, we hold like Rava. Rava says in Masechta Temura, is the only thing from Torah people know, that e-avid, if let's say you do something that you're not supposed to do. So is it mahani? Does it work? So we hold like Rava. It doesn't work anyway. It doesn't work. I think these cases like Truma, you can't do it. It doesn't work. It's like three block there going back and forth about when you can do things that don't really work. This is one of them. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, so the Rachonim answers, no, it's different because there is one case where the Torah itself is made that you're not allowed to do it and it does work. And that's a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. The Torah says it works. It's a Beferish Torah. So I would think that it could, there's a possibility for some kind of action by other Arayas. No, it never works. But there's an Aveira. There's an Aveira. Sefer Chinuch says in black and white, there's an Aveira to marry, to be Mekadosh a woman who you can't be Mekadosh. I would never thought that on my own. I would thought it was just playing around. It was doing nonsense. No, it's an Aveira for that. What? Why? Learn that right here. Right, the Sefer Chinuch never gave Mekoros. So, right here. Now, We're gonna have a problem with this mamatzinu. What's the problem? There are two arayas that you're allowed to marry. One is your wife's sister after your wife dies, and the second one is yibum. Right, your brother's wife, you're allowed to marry her makum yibum. So this mamatzinu is not so hard and fast. Yeah, regarding other, also there's a third arayas you're allowed to marry. You know who that is? A married woman. After her husband dies. Right? You're allowed to marry a married woman after her husband dies. So those arayas don't last forever. Every other arayas lasts forever. These don't. So this mamatzinu is not so, it's not so bulletproof. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Kulia, Asin, I understand all of them are good. Ella, Eshes Ish, but a married woman, the Eshes Ach, or your brother's wife, Ikula Mifrach. We have a problem with them. What's the problem? Mal Achos Isha. What about your Achos Isha, your wife's sister. Shekein ain lo heter, b'makom mitzvah. There's no heter b'makom mitzvah. Tomar be'eshes ach. What about an eshes ach? She yesh lo heter b'makom mitzvah. Such a thing as yibum. It's a mitzvah. Or eshes ish, it eshes ish, nami ikul mifrach. I have a problem with a married woman. Ma lahanach, what about these? Shekein ain lo heter, b'chaye osrin. There's never a possibility of having a married woman marry. You can never marry anyone who's an arayas, they're never going to be allowed when somebody's alive. But if the heir is alive, or never going to be a permissible. Impossible. 99% of them, even after me, so they're not going to be permissible. You never can marry your father's brother's wife, your aunt, no matter what happens to your father's brother. Never going to be mutter. Never going to happen. Tomar be'eshes ish. What about an eshes ish? Sheyesh lo heter b'chaye. It could be b'chaye osrin, right? The husband divorces a woman. You can marry her now. The husband's still alive. He's alive and well. Therefore, this mamatzinu has a problem. Ella amar of Yona v'teim Rav Huna b'rei of Yeshua. You're right. Amar kra says the Torah kol asher yasa mikol tovos ha'ile v'nichrasu. Hikshu kol ha'arayos kulam la'achos isha. They're all compared to Achos Isha. Ma Achos Isha lo tafsi ba kedushin. You can't marry your wife's sister. Av kol arayos klum lo tafsi ba kedushin. Never kedushin. It's not chal. You're right. Now, what we didn't speak about, a little bit is tomorrow, is going to be Nida. Nida is an Arayas. That's a whole machlokas. Is Nida Arayas? Is it Nida and Arayas? What's an Achkamina? Har Vayavar. If it's not an Arayas, it's not Har Vayavar. Right? Nida is in the Parsha of Arayas. By the way, Nida is not just your own wife. Any woman is a Nida. Any woman who's a Nida. Right? Not just your own wife. It's a separate erva of a Nida. So is a Nida an Arayas? Is she in the category of Arayas? For whatever reasons Arayas are relevant, it's a big machlokas Rishonim. Big machlokas Rishonim. There's a Tosafos, there's a Rambam. That's tomorrow. That we haven't spoken about. And a Nida, by the way, we had it on the Beis of Yevamos, that Kedushin is Tofus on a Nida. Right? If you walk over to a Nida and give her a ring, she'll be, she's an Erva, she's an Arayas. Doesn't make a difference. It's an exception. And this is an exception. Right? Right? Tosafos answered that question on the Beis. When the brother dies, what if the wife's a Nida? That there's no Zikuka, because she's also to you anyway. So we said it doesn't make a difference, because the Nida doesn't make a difference. Right? The Nida, that's first of all. Second of all, there's a whole Shaila in the Achronim. What is the reason why an Itzer Kares leads to Mamzer? What is the reason for that? Is it because it's like a simin or a siba? Is a simin of an improper marriage a mamzer? Or, no, there's an improper marriage, and the result of an improper marriage is a mamzer. What's the difference? There's a few nafkaminas, right? There's a few nafkaminas, you can think about it all day long today. You have a day off, you can think about what would the differences be. And tomorrow we'll pick up on more of this, more of these issues of Kedushin and Tfisa and all those issues. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.